The warnings from scientists about the effects of climate change have been growing more ominous. And this morning, the Obama administration is taking a major step to try to curb greenhouse emissions. The nation's coal industry may feel the biggest impact here. Critics of the president's move say we could feel the impact as well if we see our utility bills go up. Let's bring in NPR's Jeff Brady, who's been covering this. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Environmental Protection Agency announcing these new pollution standards this morning. What do we know so far?
Well, we don't have many details yet. Those are going to come from the EPA this morning. But the agency likely will set a target for the whole country, kind of a goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants by a specific amount on a specific date. Then states will decide how to do that very specifically. The EPA says the regulations will be flexible. And when I talk with environmental groups, they say that means that states will have a variety of options for meeting those overall targets. They could choose to promote energy efficiency, or states could choose to upgrade the pollution control systems on some of those coal plants. And coal is going to be a big focus here because these facilities are responsible for much of that carbon pollution that scientists say is contributing to climate change.
Okay, a lot of flexibility they are saying, but you know, if coal plants are not able to upgrade, I guess there's the possibility that some plants might have to shut down at some point. I mean, how's the coal industry responding to this so far?
Yeah, they're not happy. The industry is already under pressure from natural gas, which burns cleaner, and it's a lot cheaper these days. The National Mining Association, which represents coal companies, has been airing a radio ad talking about how much these rules will increase utility bills and trying to get more consumers on their side. And then you have folks on the other side, environmentalists, arguing the opposite. The Natural Resources Defense Council came out with a study concluding that the country would save billions of dollars each year, in part because of energy efficiency. But you kind of have to take some of these numbers with a grain of salt at this point because we don't have the details for how these rules are going to be implemented.
Well, I wonder, I mean, once these details come out, is this headed for court where a lot of battles like this have landed in the past?
Yeah, I think that's a given. Republican members of Congress are saying the Obama administration is overstepping its authority with these rules. The EPA says it's going to rely on the Clean Air Act for that authority. And we've seen this scenario kind of play out a few times in recent years. The president asks Congress for more authority to regulate pollution, as he did with carbon pollution. Then Congress doesn't act. The administration implements regulations, and then there's a legal challenge. And lately, the EPA has been on a winning streak in cases like this. So it's going to be interesting to see how a court battle shapes up.
Okay, so a lot of disagreement over the potential impact on the industry. I mean, critics saying this could be a job killer. If we set those aside for the moment, Jeff, I mean, if these new rules reach the goals, I mean, is there a chance that these restrictions are really going to bring down greenhouse gases and have a significant effect on climate change?
Well, you know, since scientists believe that man-made carbon pollution is contributing to climate change, it would make sense that if you reduce the amount of carbon dioxide released into the air, and that's the biggest greenhouse gas we're talking about here, that, of course, these rules would decrease climate change and address the problem. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. is responsible for just part of the greenhouse gases released into the atmosphere, and these rules would only cover the U.S. There are other countries that release even more than the U.S. So one of the arguments we're going to hear from critics is that even if we implement these rules and all the costs that might happen for certain industries, that won't help the overall problem. But the president says the U.S. needs to lead on this issue.
All right. We should say, I mean, if there are court battles ahead, this is not going to be immediate. These rules wouldn't go effect today.
Right. It could be a couple of years. There are going to be public comment periods, then those legal challenges. So it could be a couple of years before we see the rules put in place.
We've been speaking to NPR's Jeff Brady. Jeff, thanks very much.
Thank you.